February 10th, 2023. Halfcast 407, episode 407. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? New Jersey school chief stunningly victim blames bully teen Adriana Cook's suicide on drug use and dad's affair. I think that's a very callous, insensitive, and irresponsible stance to take from someone who is responsible for the safety of hundreds, maybe thousands of children, instead of admitting to the ineptitude of himself and his staff for not being more vigilant and exercising more control over what goes on in these hallways and these classrooms. A New Jersey school superintendent shifted blame for 14-year-old Adriana Cook's death onto the bully teen and her devastated dad, claiming the youngster used drugs and that her father's affair led to her inner turmoil. What I'm not understanding about this is, how can a school know so much? How can a school know about the potential drug use? How can a school know about the bullying? How can the school know that there was instability within her household and not know that any one of these things alone makes her an at-risk teen? Listen, you can't stop her father from sleeping around, but if you can help her get a handle on the drug use or the bullying, maybe both, and let her know that there is someone out there that doesn't want to see her fall by the wayside, maybe this young girl is here with us today. When asked what school services were provided to Adriana before she took her own life days after she was beaten at school, Superintendent Trianta Fios Paula Penitez babbled on about the grieving family's private pain. Her father was having an affair at the end of her sixth grade, just spilling all the tea. Her father married the woman he had an affair with and moved her into the house. Paula Penitez, superintendent of Central Regional High School in Berkeley Township, wrote in an email to the Daily Mail, "This ain't the real, this ain't the talk. I don't want to hear about no gossip, no dish, or no tea. I need one of two answers. What did you do? What are you doing? And what are you going to do? Either that, or I want to hear about your resignation." Her grades and choices declined in 7th and 8th grade. We offered her drug rehab and mental services on 5 occasions, but the father refused every time, he said, which may be an issue, but what does that really have to do with the bullying at the end of the day? The administrator then sunk deeper into the dark revelation, claiming the alleged affair played a role in the death of Adriana's mom. "We tried helping her several times, but mother's suicide was a major reason she started making poor choices," the school official said. "And it's saddening for this girl to lose her mother, only to be in a situation where her father might seem a little preoccupied, to say the least. But the bullying happened on school property. The bullying happened on your watch. And let's say school is the only place she could go to for a few hours to get away from her home situation. Now they're beating on her at school. That's incredible odds stacked against any teenager. Adriana took her own life in a closet 2 days after a video was posted online of a group of girls attacking her in a school hallway February 1st, hitting her with a water bottle, that's assault, and taunting her as she walked with her boyfriend. The superintendent's comments came after he appeared to defend the school and possibly the bullies who beat Cook in a Facebook post. There are two sides to every story, and when was the last time you were at Central? Paula Penitez responded after an angry parent said he'd never send his children to the school following Adriana's brutal bullying. Not only is this man not fit to be in charge of all these children, he's just a horrible individual. I knew in the beginning of the article he was giving off spineless, self-serving vibes, but you're always surprised to hear somebody show their true colors in such a fashion. Adriana's heartbroken dad, Michael Cook, denied drug counseling was offered to his daughter, who she said had merely been experimenting with a weed vape like plenty of other teens her age. He's pretty much blaming her, Cook told the Post in response to the superintendent's statements. "My daughter was attacked in your school and you did nothing, and now you want to blame this on everyone else except yourself because you failed and you suck at your job." He railed, "You should probably resign and maybe even become a greeter at Walmart. I don't give a expletive," he fumed. Man, this guy is such a sleaze. If he was a Walmart greeter, he wouldn't check any receipts, and when everything came up stolen, he'd blame it on self-checkout. That's the type of person we dealing with here. Cook told the Post Paula Penides was showboating for the media, I believe it, and insisted the tragic death of Adriana's mom was unrelated to his daughter's suicide. Adriana's mother's passing 7 years ago has nothing to do with why she passed now, Cook said. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Cook said he met with Paula Penides on Monday, but the superintendent declined to discuss the events leading to Adriana's death, insisting instead they talk about his son Ethan's integration back to school. I said, "I'm not expletive here to talk about my son Ethan. My daughter is dead. Why the expletive would I talk about him right now?" he recounted. This guy has to be gearing up for politics because he only gives you answers for questions that you didn't ask. And an attempt to make you mad, and then when you blow up at him, he immediately ends the conversation. Cook, who has previously criticized school officials for failing to protect his daughter, acknowledged the teen's mother had battled addiction and died tragically in 2015. Earlier this week, Paula Penides defended the school's decision not to call police after Adriana was beaten, saying it was against school policy. How? They assaulted this girl, and they used an object to assault her. That's aggravated assault, and insisting the bullies involved were suspended and would have suffered a double whammy if educators called cops. They need to get that guy out of there immediately because that girl was assaulted and law enforcement should have been involved. A suspension for these kids is nothing more than them just being home, playing on a computer, and watching TV for a few days. This is how bullies thrive, through inaction, little or no consequences. Next up. Criminal confection. Brooklyn woman convicted of poisoning friend with cheesecake to steal her identity. I guess I'll never have to worry about anyone stealing my identity because I can't stand cheesecake. Don't at me either. It's an acquired taste that I have never acquired. A Queens jury convicted a 47-year-old Brooklyn woman for poisoning her friend. She can't be that much of a friend with a drug-laced cheesecake in an attempt to kill her and steal her identity. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz announced Thursday. Oh, New York City, the only city where at least your friend is enough of a friend to kill you with your favorite dessert. On August 28, 2016, Victoria Nazriova gifted a friend who looked similar to her a cheesecake laced with finazepam, a powerful sedative. After the woman ate the cheesecake, she started to feel sick. Her last memories before losing consciousness were Nazriova walking around her room. Did she walk across the bridge and get the cheesecake from Junior's like Puffy told her to? Oh, God. The next day, a friend discovered the woman unconscious in her bed, surrounded by finazepam pills, as if she had attempted suicide. The victim survived the ordeal. The rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. When she returned home from the hospital, she found her passport, employment authorization card, and some valuables were missing. The moral of this story is be yourself, kids. Don't try to be anybody else. The jury saw through the deception and schemes of the defendant. She laced a slice of cheesecake with a deadly drug, apparently not deadly enough, good for the victim, so she could steal her unsuspecting victim's most valuable possession, her identity, said Katz in a statement. Fortunately, her victim survived, and the poison led right back to the culprit. The defendant deserves to be held accountable for a crime with a long term of incarceration. Here's an M. Night Shyamalan plot twist. What if she didn't have to kill the victim to change identities, and that's really the victim going to jail? We'll talk about nightmares. The jury convicted Nazriova of attempted murder, assault, unlawful imprisonment, and other related charges. She faces up to 25 years in prison when she's sentenced on March 21st. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios. Cheesecake.